It is another Saturday morning when we welcome Ted Farrell from Haskell's and his wine chat. Ted, good morning to you.
Good morning, Teddy. How are you on this very, very interesting weekend?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's interesting. It was T-shirts and shorts for some folks yesterday, but now we're getting back to what they usually used to call normal, but the weather folks like the word average, so meaning it's going to be colder, or, you know, typical, I guess. But it's still a good weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say short sleeves. I was going to say, you and I talk about grill season, and there's really no grill season. And yesterday was almost like tank top grill season, you know, or shirtless almost, because it was so warm. You couldn't believe it out there. It was just truly incredible.
Just a wonderful day to get things done or do nothing, just go outside. But what is on your agenda today, Ted?
Well, because of this odd weather, you know, the last couple of chats we had, we were kind of moving our wines into the, you know, heavier warm phases or the heavier cold phases as far as, you know, getting ready for winter. And on this weird weekend, you know, I'll talk a little bit about how Sauvignon Blanc is still one of the hottest categories of white wines, especially going in the markets these days. It's truly amazing to see that, and especially on a weekend like this where you can still, you know, put a nice chill on one of those Sauvignon Blancs and enjoy it because, you know, it's truly incredible. We've had three or four different Sauvignon Blancs roll through our company in the last, oh, let's say 6 months. And you know, I'll mention one of them right now. It was called Sheep Station. And it was a buy one, get one. And I believe, you know, we maybe have about, let's say, oh, geez Louise, maybe two or three cases left of that because it just flew off the shelves. Granted, it's a BOGO or was a BOGO. People truly, truly enjoyed it. But it's just the power and the popularity of Sauvignon Blanc right now. And we're seeing several Sauvignon Blancs like that come down the pipeline. Now, Sheep Station comes from the world-famous region called Marlborough. That's really the New Zealand kind of the epicenter of Sauvignon Blanc being made in the world. People truly love it. Now, there's Sauvignon Blanc, don't get me wrong, from all around the world. But right now, that's just a hot, hot area. And the Marlborough region itself comes from the northern portion of the southern island. You know, New Zealand's in the two different islands, and then they got the north and the south. And the South Island, the very northern part, the tip of it is the Marlborough region. And inside of that, there's other smaller little regions. It's kind of funny. One of them's called Spyglasses because I think our NSA actually has a little satellite tracking station down there, so they kind of call it Spyglass. But it's truly a wonderful growing region for Sauvignon Blanc across the board. Just all the temperatures are just right. It's a cooler climate. You know, they haven't really figured out a red grape varietal to really dominate yet. They're tinkering with Merlot. They're tinkering with Pinot Noir. But Sauvignon Blanc reigns supreme down there and from our friends, the Kiwis. You know, they don't just play rugby. They make pretty good Sauvignon Blanc as well. And another Sauvignon Blanc that we have in on our BOGO program is called Mussel Bay. And this one in particular is named after the little area. You know, they say that anywhere on the island of New Zealand, you're no further than about 9 to 10 miles from the ocean with all their fjords, especially down in that Marlborough region. Jagged cliffs, you think you might be in Norway. There's so many fjords and those huge mountains that jut right into the ocean. But that Mussel Bay is just a wonderful one that we picked up just recently. And it's a great, great deal. And, you know, again, it's on BOGO. So it's a good wine to kind of pick up, collect. Now, I mentioned Sheep Station. I think we're pretty close to running out of that. But it was truly amazing on how hot, how fast that flew off the shelves. And the Mussel Bay is kind of clicking off the shelves as well. Another old company standard that we had for years and years is one called Silver Beach. And Silver Beach, I believe, depending if we had a truck breakdown, we just picked up another 168 cases for all the stores. A great one to have. Again, that comes from the Marlborough region as well. A wonderful approach, a great expression of the Sauvignon Blanc. And those New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs in particular have a little bit more of a kind of a grapefruit note to it. You know, a lot different than their French or even American counterparts as well, but it's just a nice, approachable wine, especially, you know, it's a little warmer like it is this weekend. You can still maybe want a chilled wine like that, but the New Zealand wines, those New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs can really cut through it and really enjoy it. So, you know, if you're throwing some shrimps on the barbie, et cetera, the Sauvignon Blanc just goes so well with that, especially if you have a little bit of a citrus rub on it, maybe even a little chili type spice to it. It goes so well because that again, it's so well-rounded, and that grapefruity note to it goes well, especially if you're doing maybe a fun little salsa or something like that. Just a terrific one. But then it finishes off with crisp acidity. Wonderful wines, but we're really seeing a lot of great opportunities in the New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc market. They haven't been hit with tariffs too much, but they're nice. You know, not to say there aren't other Sauvignon Blancs. I have a Boss, B-A-U-S family, Sauvignon Blanc from California that is a wonderful wine as well. So I got to give some kudos to our hometown team of California making very good Sauvignon Blanc as well, because that is a nice approachable, but it doesn't have that intensity, those big kind of those spicy, the grapefruity notes. It's a little bit more subtle, but it's a little bit cleaner on the finish, so it's nice and crisp. So if you're going to maybe throw something out on the grill today, especially on the fish side, things like that, jump into some of those New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. I think you'll be very happy. And with also with this kind of say more temperate weather, well, what do you do for reds? And with these softer rather like this, I would kind of say I would still keep into my favorite Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is such a universal grape varietal. It goes so well with so many different things. It doesn't overpower your meal. It doesn't, you know, understate either. It can hang right with it. So, you know, if you're doing some ribs or some big steak on your tank top or maybe just a vest kind of grill weather today, Pinot Noirs are quite wonderful. And we have a great one from the Willamette area called Second Growth. We've carried this now for about 10 years, and it's always just proven so reliable and so delicious and quite frankly affordable. Just the other day, I had a salesman come in, and he was very proud. He was so excited. He had this new fantastic opportunity for me for a Willamette Pinot Noir and a Willamette Chardonnay, and he said he worked so diligently on getting me a great price. And he looked, once he gave me the price list, I looked at him and I said, you're selling me this at this price, and I retail Second Growth for what you're asking me to buy your wines for. So the Second Growths are a fantastic value. They start out, they have a few expressions. They start out right around the $20 range, and $20 for a Willamette Pinot Noir is truly, truly amazing. They do jump up. They have a Chelham, which is a little bit more confined area inside the Willamette, so it's a little bit more intense, and that one jumps up a little bit. But those our Willamette area makes wonderful, wonderful Pinot Noir, and they're just great expressions. And like I said, a great deal, because what we're selling them for is what people want me to buy other Willamette Pinot Noirs for. So they're very affordable, very approachable. They also sneak in, they do make a little Pinot Gris, which is kind of fun. You know, again, that would go well if you're doing a little fish on the grill, that kind of thing. But also, they do make a Cabernet. This one doesn't come from Oregon. They actually source it up a little bit further north from the Columbia Valley. So the Second Growth Cabernet, big, meaty one. So if you are going to throw a big steak on the grill, or, you know, maybe even do a big roast, that Second Growth Cabernet is so approachable. And it's a great expression of Cabernet, you know, wonderful big cassis flavors, finishes off with a little bit of that kind of austere nature that Cabernet has. But I mean, it's a great, wonderful wine. You really know something's in the glass. But I would say the folks at Second Growth really know how to make those Pinot Noirs, and especially that it's so affordable, so delicious, and again, so universal. So if you're going to roast a chicken or do a little pork chop, things like that, the Pinot Noir is just terrific, especially when we have this bizarro land weather like we're having right now, Danny. I mean, not a barely a cloud in the sky. It's 50-some degrees. Yesterday, it went up to 71. I mean, maybe when it's that warm, you maybe just need to chill a bunch of beer or something like that. But those Sauvignon Blancs are just terrific to have in this odd weather that we're having, but we're enjoying it. You know, we know what's coming at us, you know, in a few months or weeks, maybe even days, as far as, you know, ice and snow and all that kind of stuff. So we got to enjoy it while we can.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm thinking, as you're talking about the Sauvignon Blanc, I think that probably to this day, that would still be my go-to, not only for myself, but as gift. I know that over the years, I would give that as gifts for various reasons, and it would always be, it seems like, a Sauvignon Blanc. It's just kind of a great all-around white.
You're correct. And, you know, they also were kind of the pioneers. They really pushed for the Stilven closure, which is basically the screw cap that they put on that, just to make it that much more approachable, that easier. You know, it's a little cleaner wine. But, you know, again, that crisp acidity on the finish just is a delight on the palate. And it's so wonderful. And, again, we can enjoy a little bit, you know, as the Californians say, wines like that are porch pounders. And I think we have weather enough where we could sit out on the porch, Denny, and maybe crack open that Sauvignon Blanc and enjoy some of it.
That's a great term, porch pounder. And I've got to ask you something about the Willamette Valley, because it was years ago. I've never forgotten it, that I had tasted Pinots from other areas. And I found a Pinot at Haskell's from the Willamette Valley. It knocked me over. Why? It just seems like, and in subsequent years, that they make some great Pinots. Why? What is it?
Well, it's the location, 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 and the climate. The soils are just wonderful for Pinot Noir. You know, they're a little bit further north than California, obviously, but you have the benefits of the way the valley structure is set up in Willamette. You get the nice, cool Pacific airs that come down the valley, so that it gets at night, you know, hovers around about the 50 degree mark, and then during the day it can warm up to about 80. But the hook is, it isn't that extreme, where certain parts of California during the harvest season can get up to 100 degrees, that kind of thing. And Pinot Noir is a very thin-skinned grape, where it doesn't do that well with real, real hot weather. And it's just the perfect situation. Even the Burgundians, you know, the Druid family, set up shop in Willamette years ago because they realized the potential of making such great Pinot Noirs in there. And you're seeing other investments from Burgundy jumping over there. In one instance, actually a Minnesota family that started in Willamette went the other way and jumped over to Burgundy because they love Pinot Noir so much. But it's the location and the climate that really just makes those wines just shine.
Oh, they do shine. Interesting text from a listener, Ted. Besides seafood, what else, let me get this, what else goes with Sauvignon Blanc? Or I guess the other way around.
Well, you could obviously just like a wonderful little charcuterie plat, you know, a little bit of cheese, you know, sausages, things like that, very good. Or, you know, simple salads. You know, a salad niçoise would go very well with that, you know, where you have the little poached egg, some bacon and things of that nature. But, you know, quite frankly, even a little roasted chicken, lemon roasted chicken, you could have with Sauvignon Blanc. If you like Sauvignon Blanc with SpaghettiOs, hey, go for it. You know, there's no rule for it, but a little lighter side of things for me with salad, you know, charcuterie or even, you know, a little chicken, things like that, or even soup.
That sounds great. Ted, I know we have to run here, but if you could, tell us a little bit about Haskell's before we let you go.
Well, Haskell's has been doing this for 90-some years, and we just, you know, find all these great deals and bring them to people, whether it's Pinot Noirs from Willamette Valley or all these great Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand. We bring them right. We do all the heavy lifting for you, so all you got to do is open up those bottles and enjoy those wonderful occasions. And with that, we have a Haskell's all around the metro area to take care of your needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. We have a Haskell's in Highland Village right on Ford Parkway. We also have a Haskell's down in Bloomington. We have a Haskell's in Excelsior right in downtown Excelsior. So if you're going to maybe check out the lake, stop by there, or even grab a burger in our pub. We also have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake if you're headed out east, or if you're going on the river, stop by Haskell's Stillwater. There's a Haskell's down south in Faribault, or if you're headed on north, either swing into our Plymouth location right off of Rockford Road or our Maple Grove Super Cellar. And if any of those locations don't fit your fare today or you're too busy, you can always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place that order, and we'll even deliver it for you, Denny.
Easy as that. Thank you so much, Ted. Have a great week, and let's do this again next week.
Well, hopefully this weather holds, and we'll be happy, correct?
Absolutely. It looks pretty good. Thanks again, Ted.